about your grill? I mean, you use it for your bulbs, you know, and your taillights and stuff like to keep condensation from building, you know, building up, you know, with all the different temperature changes and stuff. So I'm like, can you use it on, you know, on an, you know, on an antenna connection externally? You know, so when you have it all strung up there, you know, 30, 40 feet high, you know, on the mast, that you don't have to climb up there if it starts getting corroded. So I figured dielectric grease on it and then doing a good tight on it and then maybe a little bit of a love twist with a wrench or something, and then you're good to go. You don't have to worry about water or anything getting into that connection.
So I'll end my expertise, a bad word, with this. So we, you know, have been doing this for, you know, 40 plus years, and the connectors that I get that do come with dielectric grease, there's very specific uses for it. For instance, an NMO mount often ships with that dielectric grease, but that's for where the outer nut, if you will, of the NMO, you put it on the bottom where the rubber gasket is, and that goes against the roof of the car on the bottom of the NMO nut. So that's one place where I see dielectric grease used in antennas. That's not what we're talking about. In the base world, I the only place I've ever really seen it is with hardline connectors. They often include some, and it's where the hardline connector goes together at the back where the rubber O-rings are. Usually if there's like rubber, you know, then they'll have you put some dielectric grease on that and then put it all together. But I've never seen it called for or used it in the thread or connection area. What we do is we just, you know, put the connectors together correctly and tighten them up good, and then we, you know, we put the sealing tape on them. There's a special kind you can use, but just, you know, just some, you know, good, you know, 33 3M tape, you know, taped up real good. And hell, I've had antennas up for decades, and they're just fine like that. So, you know, will it hurt? Probably not. In Dakota's example, where the connector was a little sloppy, you know, and you're just using it on the threads, sure, it could take that out and help it tighten up. But you know, I don't necessarily see it as really it hurting anything. So, but not something I regularly do or plan on